This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free and bring up anything. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there free. And the whole site, free to you. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. I'll bet you we've got more for free than they will charge you for. Go find out for yourself. FreeTalkLive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Coming up, Mark, you're going to tell us what life is like in Pakistan, or Pakistan. Not every portion of it, but a specific portion that is hotly contested, would you say?
Yeah.
So we'll get to that. But first, your phone calls about what you want. Ty is on the line to start things out on the AMP lines in Tennessee. Hello, Ty.
Hey, yeah, this is Ty, the recovering statist unplugged from the statrix.
Most of us are, Ty. Welcome aboard here.
Hey, I just wanted to talk a little bit about David from New Hampshire called in last night asking if activists, you know, being a group, if that's part of being like a collective, you know, a collectivist.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got a couple of ideas to run by you guys to see what you think about this. When I think of collectivism, I think of it more as a group of mindless non-actors that are acted upon more than anything, whereas, you know, activists are individual actors kind of working in concert. So it's kind of like a yin and yang thing, where, you know, the activists are individual actors, but the collective is just a mindless group of collective.
Well, I don't know. I see where you're coming from there, and I think maybe to refine it a little bit, an activist is anybody that is active, right? Is anybody that steps up to get involved with something that they think is important and does more than just talking about it, for instance. They step up and they do something. I would consider that person an activist. So an activist can be an activist that is working in a kind of an individualistic manner, or they can be somebody who plugs into a structure like a lot of organizations that would call themselves activist organizations or activist groups have this very top-down, centralized management structure that we're so familiar with because of government, because of the way many businesses are organized, and church groups or whatever. We're very used to having this hierarchical structure in our lives, and so many activist organizations are formed that way. There have been people that have been found at political events, for instance, when asked questions about why they are there. In many cases, they will answer, if they're in one of these hierarchical organizations, because I was assigned here, because I'm supposed to be here, I was told to be here. And that's an indicator of somebody who's acting kind of as a collectivized activist. They're just following orders.
That's true. I guess I'm really more referring to liberty activists. Individualists who are actors are acting individually, but they can act individually in concert with others. You see what I'm saying? There's a volitional aspect to liberty activism that does not apply to collectivists.
Yeah, I definitely understand where you're coming from, but of course the collective, if you want to use these terms, the collectivist activist has chosen to plug into that system. They have made the choice as an individual to follow orders in the same way that the police and others who are plugged into systems, they've made these choices. They're fully responsible for their actions, but yet they get the pass of being able to say, well, I'm just following orders. So I think that those people are still individuals. They've still made choices. It's just that the choice they've made has allowed them an excuse for the things that they do, and it's not appropriate.
That's a big difference, is that individual actors, you know, are responsible for their actions. They take accountability for their actions, and they stand their ground, whereas, you know, that's one of the problems with collective groupthink, is that it's, you know, hey, I was just part of this group. It wasn't me, it was the group.
Yeah, I'm glad you made that distinction. Yeah, the individualist activist takes responsibility for his activism. I think that's probably the best definition.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's all I wanted to talk about.
Thanks, Ty. I appreciate the call tonight and the discussion at 800-259-9231. You gents just kind of sat that one out. Any thoughts on it? Accurate?
My computer just crashed.
Oh, darn it. Oh, that'll screw you up.
I was trying to quickly scramble to be able to get the article back.
Well, he made an interesting point, which I never thought about regarding activism, is that collectivists also think are kind of in this groupthink mob mentality, where they feel that they're doing something as a group to achieve their goals, whereas liberty activists do what they want to do. I mean, we may not even agree with all the things liberty activists do, but they are working at the same aim. But if they do something that might be embarrassing or over the top, then that's their responsibility.
I was actually out tonight doing a little bit of activism. Was out at the local GLBT Candlelight Vigil, which was being held local Central Square here in Keene, New Hampshire, in support. I believe these are happening around the country, but in support of peace and stopping the madness of picking on people for you know, being not normal, supposedly, right? But I think everybody's normal in their own way, and I don't know what being normal really means. But you understand what I'm saying. There's a lot of there's a lot of anger out there at people who are perceived of as different, and in many cases that manifests in those people's lives as frustration and depression.
It must be horrible. It must be horrible growing up and knowing you're different and not feeling comfortable being who you are because of all these societal pressures and norms, so to speak. And I knew kids growing up that were not heterosexual, and we could all sense it. And sometimes the kids would taunt them or call them names and stuff, and that wasn't right.
And some of them end up taking their lives.
Yeah,
at this,
exactly.
That's what the point of the vigil was.
And that's very unfortunate because there's a lot of gifted people that can do a lot for this world who happen to be gay.
Yeah. So that was one thing. You know, that's one example of some good individualist activism because everybody there came there for their own on their own volition because of their own reasons. There was a nice open mic segment where any individual from the crowd could come up and speak. It was a great event. So,
you know, but this is just another way that we're all divided against each other to fight amongst ourselves. It seems like the powers that be always try to stoke up those tensions and differences between people instead of focusing on how we're all alike.
Well, it kind of zeroes in on something because a lot of these folks that are taking their lives are in, well, they're young people and they're in government schools and they're forced into, because I was bullied when I was a young person, not because I'm gay, but because it's easy to pick on me. I'm not very big.
You're probably very outspoken, which
I don't remember.
You know, everybody was picked on, and I'm not saying
that
some people were, right, and you're a gorilla. And
I wasn't then.
But you see, this is the thing is that the movies would have you believe that there's a class of pickers and a class of picked. And I think that the reality of life is that mostly everybody gets picked on to some extent.
Well,
everybody,
a lot of bullies are picking on people because they've been picked on, right? I mean,
indeed.
There's that kind of that cycle. So, but the thing is, these people are...
The problem isn't the bullies. The problem is self-esteem, okay? Like, somebody can pick on you all they want to pick on you. You take your own life. So, to me, the vigil would be about, hey, you know, we support you and your choices and the way you are, and we want you to have a great and productive life.
That's the idea, is to show people who are maybe still in the closet, young people who are afraid to come out as gay, that there are people out there that that support them, that it's okay to talk to friends about this or family members about this, the ones that you're not afraid of, obviously. But it's okay to talk to people, because if you don't, then it all bottles up, and that can. And when you're a teenager, you know, it's not easy to be as rational, Mark. I mean, there's a lot of emotions going on there. There's a lot of, and you're right, self-esteem is very important. But if you're not used to that, you're not trained into that, then it's hard to find it, especially as a young person who's dealing with a lot of stuff. And of course, the government schools don't help, because this is the point I wanted to make, that they're throwing these people in together.
It's a very unnatural scenario.
Yeah,
right. Well,
it sure is.
Well, and the supporter of a government school might say, well, how else are we supposed to convince these haters to not hate than to put them in the mix with other people who are different?
How's that working? I mean, how many people are you willing to sacrifice on the altar of peace in order to get these haters to do what you want them to do?
10 people, young people, killed themselves within the last 100 days. That's what they pointed out tonight, because they, you know, they felt like they had no other answer. And they're being forced to be together with these people who are hurting them.
They may have been on meds, too.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. VARadio.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Again, some of the features there include our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo to show that they listen to this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com to get interactive there. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is together with other like-minded people. Because the more like-minded people you have in an area, the faster things can change in the direction you're looking for. The more individuals will connect with others who are in their lives through work or through various different social groups and influence people to understanding what the ideas of liberty mean. I was talking with Sam from the Obscure Truth Network tonight at obscuretruth.com out at the candlelight vigil that we were attending for gay and lesbians and transgenders. I was talking with him about a comment that had been posted, I guess, recently over freekeen.com. I haven't seen it for myself, but apparently a 75-year-old gentleman that is a Keene native, he's been paying attention to what's been being said, and he really had some positive things to say about the liberty movement and the ideas of freedom and coming on board with them. And I said to Sam, you know, these are the stories that aren't being told. These are the stories, because you hear a lot about the people that are yelling and screaming, how dare these activists come in here? You need to arrest them, throw them in a cage, and blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of anger.
Yeah, how dare they demand freedom?
Yeah, there's a lot of anger by people about the threatening of the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
And but the stories that aren't being told are the people that are changing quietly. And they're listening to the ideas of freedom. To the idea of human beings respecting other human beings and allowing other people to live their lives however they choose, and the value in that, because, well, if you allow others to live how they choose without harming anybody else, then, hey, they might just let you live how you want, as long as nobody's hurting anybody. So there's change happening, and bringing people together can help make that change happen faster. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more. That's freestateproject.org. One more thought here on this. Again, I just got back from the candlelight vigil here in Keene, New Hampshire. I believe they're happening across the country in support of peace, ending anger towards others and hatred towards others who are different. And the point I wanted to make is that there was a really great point actually made by one of the speakers at this event about the power of ostracism and talking about how young people in schools and these social groups, social orders, there's a certain level of ostracism that can happen that can help protect people who are a little bit unusual, people who are different, and the people who are friends with them can ostracize those, the people who are open-minded can ostracize those who are not. One great example was given of these, you know, kind of jock guys that might be real jerks and might want to call people names and be rude to gay folk.
That's the stereotype, sure.
Yeah, let's use them for an example. The mom that was talking about one of her sons mentioned that, well, her gay son, is friends with a lot of the girlfriends of these jocks, right? So the social pressure, the ostracism, is that the young girls will not be very happy with their boyfriends if they find out that their boyfriends were picking on their gay friend at school. And so it was a really neat example of how ostracism can really change social structure.
And far more effective than all these bogus hate crimes laws,
yeah,
which end up being used against everybody.
And that's where I wanted to kind of tie that in with the idea of, well, getting rid of the government schools, it's beneficial because, yeah, you could make the argument that the anti-gay crowd will just crowd together and they'll go to the anti-gay hate school or something like that. But it's part of ostracism. Having people being able to separate themselves and separate their loved ones from people who don't love, from people who are angry, is part of ostracism. Having them in close proximity, this kind of excuse that, well, we need to throw them all together so they get used to one another.
Integration.
No. Let them separate themselves and let them see just how many friends they really have when they go off in their little separatist world.
You know, if people want to have these sort of integrated schools where a bunch of people go of all different stripes, that's fine. Really the issue is funding. And should I be forced to pay for this? Because I'm not interested in it. I'm not interested in funding public schools where it seems to me that the main thing they teach kids is how to cuss and knife fight.
Well, there's nothing wrong with integrating kids as long as the people, like you say, want to be there. If somebody is integrated with everybody else and they start acting out, whether they're attacking somebody because they're gay or they don't like them because their eyes are brown, whatever the reason, yeah, then get out of the school. You're not coming back. The government schools force people to send their kids there. There's nowhere else they can go.
There's no competition between schools and between methods of education. It's all the same now.
Right, so if you're acting up in my school, you don't belong there. There may be some sort of provisions for counseling and changing, but if there's no change coming from that person, mm-hmm. if they're not learning, they're not mending their ways.
Are stocked with people that don't want to be there in the first place.
Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, you've got to ask yourself, what did you learn in high school that's been so useful to you? What did you learn in college that's so useful to you? I mean, obviously, some people have degrees in areas where you need it, computer science and lawyers and doctors and engineers and things like that. But so much of what higher education is just pointless.
It's a ripoff. And then you get out of school, you're over $100,000 in debt, you've got some bogus degree that you can't even really, that won't even pay for your education over the next 20 years. And you end up working at a big box store.
Happens.
Your toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything here. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. I believe we have George in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live. TSA, George.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just finished a 8-hour class on the new body scanners that we're finally going to get at my airport.
Oh, boy.
God knows how long. They're supposed to come in late next month.
So now you get to look at everybody naked, right?
Well, I'm on the overnight shift, so I hope that'll be a rare occasion for me. Thank God for that. But anyway, they were telling us how they're going to try to phase out the walk-through metal detectors eventually so that everyone won't have to go through that. Yeah. And get this, the new policy, once it takes effect next Friday, will be, once the walk-through metal, when those body scanners get in, once those get in, your choices are either let them see you naked or really get the new pat-down frisk where they really go up in there and going deep.
Yeah.
I did get a pat-down. When we were flying back from Los Angeles, I did get a pat-down at one point, and I don't know if it was the new one or not. Has the new one been implemented?
The new pat down gets implemented next Friday. But
okay.
You still go through the walk. That's only if you set off the walk.
Right. I had the pat down where the guy kept saying back of my hand as he was touching me all over.
That's where the sensitive area. Did he go up into your junk? You know, like really get.
He didn't really get up in there. No, he didn't.
Junk.
No,
just kind of padded.
That starts next Friday.
Ooh, baby.
Boy, this sounds exciting, George. If you've got more to share, you're welcome to. Hang on, if you do, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. Our man on the inside of the Department of Homeland Security, TSA, George, is with us here. Of course, you can call in as well and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the news updates. You want to find out the latest about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com. Get on the email updates list there, Twitter, Facebook as well. news.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. Get paid to promote the use of real money. And this isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. You can check them out at DellValleySilver.com. Get a hold of Karen. Get started today at DellValleySilver.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. TSA George with us from D.C. giving us the latest about some changes coming to the TSA where the pat-downs will become ever more intrusive. And they're going to be attempting to force, at least at your airport, George, and it sounds to me like, is it going to happen at every airport with these body scanners where they're going to be taking away the metal detectors and replacing them with body scanners?
Yeah, that's eventually. I mean, that's probably like a few years down the line as mm-hmm. they scoop together the money for that. But as it is, yeah, once everything is all in place, your choices will be either, like I said earlier, let them see you naked or let them get all up in your junk as they pat you down.
So what else is going on behind the scenes there? I mean, I was traveling, and generally they weren't too unfriendly, the TSA agents that I encountered. Was it just random happenstance that I get lucky? How are your coworkers behaving these days?
Depends on the coworkers and all that. Also, we just came under new management at our airport, and that's probably why we're getting body scanners, because our old FSD didn't really kind of like them, because
really?
They probably read that article about how they're wasting money and how that is really Israeli security guy was able to defeat him, something like that.
Hmm.
So, yeah, this new guy, he don't care. He wants him. And not only that, it just makes life difficult for the screeners here at this airport because now a lot of little things that normally would have just, you know, gotten like a talking to, like, hey, don't do that, now gets you a 14-day unpaid suspension, probably because he wants to keep the stay within budget or something like that. He's spending all this money on the new scanners.
Thanks, George, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you in the update at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, we'll get to the Pakistan story, but I've got something related here from CNN. Actually, this came off the front page of freetalklive.com. Thanks to listeners like you for submitting it. A pilot who refused to submit to a full-body scan or the alternative pat-down going through airport security said the procedures violate his rights. Michael Roberts, pilot for ExpressJet Airlines, refused a full-body scan last week at a TSA checkpoint in Memphis International Airport in Tennessee. Opting out of scanning is permitted, but those who opt out must receive an enhanced pat-down, according to the TSA. Roberts, however, said that pat-down is misleading.
Mm-hmm.
They concentrate on the area between the upper thighs and torso, and they're not just patting people's arms and legs. They're grabbing and groping and prodding pretty aggressively. Roberts said TSA security measures are ineffective and cited concerns for his rights and privacy in refusing the procedures. He told CNN, I was trying to avoid this assault on my person, and I'm not willing to have images of my nude body produced for some stranger in another room to look at either. The TSA said in a statement that security is not optional, and any person who refuses security screening is not allowed to fly. But people are, I'm glad to hear that people are getting upset about this to the point where somebody who's working, who's on the job is saying, I'm not going to go through this. This is undignified. It's embarrassing.
Well, the scanner machines, it's been shown by MIT to unzip your DNA. It's not good for you. It can cause cancer.
That sounds scary.
Yeah, it does. And not to mention the fact that people like Jorge, the TSA workers
George.
are being repeatedly expelled. Or, I'm sorry, exposed to this stuff. So you think maybe it's affecting your health to go through once in a while. Well, if you're around these machines, even though you're not in them all the time, you're being exposed to it too, and it can affect your
long-term
health.
That'll take decades for them to, you know, even determine that. So don't worry. We'll be $10 trillion deep in reparations at that point.
But at its core, all these routines in airports are basically humiliation rituals. They're to get you to be an obedient slave.
Do as they say. It's for your own good, Wayne. Why are you complaining about this? We're just trying to keep you safe. Come on, don't you want the government to protect you? What about all the people that are going to blow up planes and hurt people? We need to have the government taking care of us.
One has to ask, where are these people?
Why aren't you scared? They're out there.
Well,
they're not coming because we've got the TSA to keep us safe.
The last time they came with box cutters. For God's sake. I mean, that's what they had, box cutters. Do you think you can hijack a plane with a box cutter now?
I don't know, but I got through with my lighter twice.
Right, you know, the TSA misses, and as I understand it, this, you know, don't take it as gospel because I certainly don't know. As I understand it, the lighters are the only thing disallowed by law on the airplane. I may be wrong. I've just heard that somewhere, but they're missing guns, knives, and bombs they test themselves on 50% of the time.
Well,
that's
okay. The scanners will solve that problem, Mark. So clearly, we need to just have more of the security, spend more money, buy some more machines from our corporate buddies, and then install them and start invading more privacy. Because you don't deserve privacy if you're getting on an airplane. Who do you think you are?
More than 20% of domestic and international air travel coming into the United States is down since 9/11.
The price we pay to be safe.
Well, with these machines, how much farther is it going to go? Are we willing to go to 30%? Exactly how few people are we going to cut out of
flying? Do you want someone to die?
I don't really care. People are going to die anyway. They're going to die.
You don't care if people... Now you really sound
callous. Telling you that people are going to die.
But shouldn't everything be done that's possible in order to protect them?
Yes, arm the pilots. End of story.
You think the government is the best organization to figure that out?
And that's the point, right? That's where it really needs to go. Okay, there's no need to...
But the government... If the government's in charge, people are going to die. If the airlines are in charge, people are going to die.
The government
no matter what, people are going to die. The reason to put the government in charge is so that nobody's responsible. That's what it's all about. Once you give it to the government, then you've given it to a group of people you can't do anything about. And that's why everybody wants to turn over every security concern to the government because they know that they can't be sued.
So the scanners are in use at 58 airports, with more units being deployed to additional airports this year, according to the TSA. They said strict privacy protection measures are in place. Officers screening passengers in line cannot see the images, and the TSA screeners who view the images do not see the passengers. The image cannot be stored, transmitted, or printed, and
sure.
is deleted immediately once
sure.
viewed. Didn't they claim that once, and then
yes.
it was found to be not true?
That's right. It still is. They store them. Believe me, they get their jollies. There's plenty of pictures being swapped out in the black market there, I'll bet.
I bet you're right about that.
But, you know, what happens when in 10 years when you have prostate cancer, you're 36 years old and you don't know why?
You sure aren't going to get any settlement from them, that's
no.
for sure. Because, as Mark pointed out, they're not responsible for what they do. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And as most Americans don't have the level of courage that this man does, and I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Who wants to stand up against the TSA? What good will it do you?
What do we do? When you and I have to travel on the airline, I mean...
You've got to get where we're going.
You've got to get where you're going. It's either go to L.A. by an airplane yeah. or spend 3 days on the road.
It's a brilliant place for them to build a police state because there's not... There's very little that people are
right.
willing to do who are there.
And the Nimrods and the local communities let the federal government be in charge of airports. You know, and that's
yeah, that's
it.
True.
They're just, their tentacles are so deep in this, there's nothing that can be done.
Except watching them
secession.
Collapse.
Secession. That could solve it.
Yeah,
that could solve it.
Yeah, you're right. That could.
If a state government decides, you know, the people calling themselves the state government decide to get some level of courage and go it alone and not and cut all the ties for all the federal money that they're receiving, which is just our money, just redistributed. Remember, the money that the federal government gives the state government comes from us, and the federal government takes a huge chunk. So it goes through the federal government, the government bureaucrats lob a bunch of it off the top, and then return some of it to the state governments.
The crumbs.
So why bother going through that process? Why not just people keep their money, decide for themselves how to spend it, how to save it, how to give it away? Oh, that's radical. You radicals, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, because it's a crazy radical idea to allow people to live their lives without having to beg a bureaucrat's permission. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit WindBluePower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from WindBluePower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at WindBluePower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at WindBluePower.com. That's WindBluePower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Cliphanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Cliphanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Cliphanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Cliphanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Cliphanger. Cliphanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Cliphanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Cliphanger and the Cliphanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Cliphanger today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and we give them to you, so enjoy those. Head over there, freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content of the site. The main panel that you see when you go to freetalklive.com has a bunch of news items typically in it, or videos, or blog posts. Those were all put there by listeners like you. You go and submit whatever it is you want to the website, and then other listeners will vote on your submissions, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website. So it's a great way to kind of get a finger on the pulse of the Free Talk Live listening community and what they think is important at freetalklive.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, or barter currency. Well, we've teamed up with Midas Resources. That's our syndicate. They're the ones who put together Genesis Communications Network. And I've picked some, hand-picked personally, some gold and silver coins that I think will be good choices for you if you're sort of the amateur. These aren't collector coins. They have a certain level of numismatic value, but they're not collector's coins. These are intended to get into your hand gold and silver. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. Check out what is available there. And they also have just about anything else you could need. There's a telephone number there to call. But these are the ones that I picked out for just kind of, I had a very difficult time trying to figure out how to buy gold and silver back when I first started. So this is intended to head that off for you. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. So you can bring up anything. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. So coming up, we do have this story, Mark. You've got something you want to tell us about Pakistan. And I'm not sure what the source of this is. It's a look into the lives of the people that are just trying to live out their lives there, right? This isn't about the military or the people that are fighting necessarily, right?
It's all put together. This is from johanhari.com, and it's one of these well documented blog posts out there. One of these guys does a really great job. Imagine an hour from now, a robot plane swoops over your house and blasts it to pieces. The plane has no pilot. It's controlled with a joystick from 7,000 miles away, sent by the Pakistani military to kill you. It blows up all the houses on your street, and so barbecues your family and your neighbors until there's nothing left to bury but a few charred slops. Why? They refuse to comment. They don't even admit that the robot planes belong to them. Mm-hmm. But they tell the Pakistani newspapers back home that it's because one of you was planning to attack Pakistan. How do they know? Well, someone told them. Who? You don't know. And there are no appeals against the robot. Now imagine it doesn't end there. These attacks are happening every week, somewhere in your country. They blow up funerals, family dinners, and children. The number of robot planes in the sky is increasing every week. You discover that they are named Predators, or Reapers, after the Grim Reaper. No matter how much you plead, no matter how much you make it clear that you are a peaceful civilian getting on with your life, it won't stop. What do you do? If there's a group arguing that Pakistan was an evil nation, that it deserves to be violently attacked, would you now start to listen to that group of people? This sounds like a sketch for the next James Cameron movie, but it's in fact an accurate description of life in much of Pakistan today. With the sides flipped, the Predators and Reapers are being sent by Barack Obama's CIA, and with the support of other Western governments.
Hope.
They killed over 700 civilians in 2009 alone.
How much hope do they have there?
Yeah, well,
those folks.
Yeah, no hope for their families that are dead, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. 14 times more than the seven attacks in London. Last month, there was the largest number of robot plane bombings ever, 21. Over the next decade, spending on the drones is set to increase by 700%. The U.S. government doesn't even officially admit the program exists. Obama's most detailed public comment on it has been he jokingly told the Jonas Brothers he would unleash the drones on them if they tried to chat up his daughter. But his administration says behind closed doors that these robot planes, plane attacks are the only show in town for killing suspected jihadists. They do not risk the lives of U.S. soldiers who remain in Virginia and control the robot planes using a PlayStation-style panel.
Jeez.
It's crazy. Like, this is stunning stuff. And, you know, it's just true that, by and large, Americans refuse to even look at this situation. They will not consider these people human.
Well, not only that, but when you're behind a control board playing a video game type thing, you're not even really understanding the magnitude of the damage and death and destruction that you're creating. It's just like playing another video game.
How could you? You're 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 miles away.
Yeah.
Seven.
Yeah, and if somebody shoots one of these little things down, there's no pilot there to take prisoner or whatever. It's very dangerous because a lot of young kids have been grown up playing video games, and I've talked to my son about this. I said, you know, in these shoot 'em up games, you're killing somebody. You're killing somebody's father who's not going to go home to their kids. You have to understand that. Do you understand that? And he says, yes. And actually, he doesn't play those too much anymore now. But I really, because I had to talk to him about that. I wanted him to understand the magnitude of what he was doing when he was shooting people in these games.
Yeah, you know, I play these video games and certainly have played them. I don't have a problem with the video games, but I think you're right that it prepares young people for this kind
sanitized
of
sanitized killing.
Yeah, this kind of sickness that goes on. That people need to understand that they're using a machine and that machine has consequences. But you know, the fact is, the soldiers are going to do what the soldiers are told to do, and that's not where you stop this crap. This crap needs to be stopped from the top.
Well, Mark, it's probably true what you're saying that you can't likely stop the soldiers from following orders. They're getting a paycheck. They're doing what they've been told. They're brainwashed, many of them. But that is the way that is a legitimate way to stop it. If
sure.
the soldiers would not follow these
they
orders,
they don't have any responsibility. Do you understand? Like, so I decide that I'm not going to fly my drone anymore. Okay, the career that I expected I was going to have in the military is now over. I was a pilot, right? I was going to be Top Gun, baby. I got the hot chick, the cool sunglasses.
I've got them
flying Mach 3 with my butt on fire.
There are always excuses for the people involved in the roles of violence of government to continue those roles. There are always excuses.
The people sitting in those chairs running those joysticks are the most indoctrinated of all of them. There's no one unindoctrinating them. They are.
There have been people that have woken up in the military and have decided, and also in law enforcement, and have said, "I can't do this anymore. I'm not going to do this. This is wrong." And I've been wrong.
How many hundreds of civilians are they going to kill before they figure it out?
Well, there's not much I can do about that, right? Besides get on the radio and talk about freedom.
I don't know.
What else can I do about that? Besides go out to the local recruiting center and do some counter-recruiting, which is something I want to do, but I'm not really clued into the best times to go do that sort of thing.
I would think that you would take the peace vigil time and try to get some of them over there in front.
If somebody would start something like that, I'd come out to it. I would, if somebody focused on figuring that out, I'd do it. Whatever we can do to stop this violence should be done. And if that includes not paying for it, then I think that should be something people do. Then again, that's scary. It's risky. It's risky for people that are inside the system and inside the military, even if they agree with us, to quit their jobs. They're scared. They don't know what to do. They're worried. They've been working in the military for so long. They don't
know. It's a bad economy.
They can't get work in the real economy. And so there's all kinds of excuses, and there's all kinds of reasons. Well, I can't quit paying taxes because I'm scared. The IRS might come after me. That's a commonly heard excuse. I'm sorry. Somebody's going to need to do something. You, meaning you, are going to need to do something if you want to see change. Are you really going to sit back and think that you can, like you said, Mark, change things from the top down? You can't change government from the top down, the federal government. Come on.
Yeah,
give me a break.
I don't know what you can do about it from the top,
what are you
the bottom,
do?
Or whatever.
Elect Bob Barr, the so-called libertarian candidate?
Voting because for them wouldn't have mattered.
The Republicans aren't going to do it, and the Democrats aren't going to do it, and the Libertarians aren't going to get into office, and they'd be corrupted anyway if they got that far.
That's right.
There's no changing this.
I think the best solution is, as you said previously, secession.
Secession. And part of secession means personal secession.
Yep. Civil disobedience.
Right. Not just the state, getting the organization known as the state to secede. That'd be great. If you could accomplish it, it'd be great. But I think part of that happening has to be people deciding individually that they've had enough of the federal government, and the consequences be damned, we are not going to support it anymore. Get together with other people that feel the same way as you do, move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and find others who are like you.
Even if you don't agree, if you think that the killing of Afghanis and Pakistanis civilians is really the only way to find the bad terrorist folks that hide among them, even if that's what you think, what you propose is a system that requires me to pay for it. Because I really only have a couple of choices. Go to prison, live in poverty, and live on the welfare,
right, so they're
or pay for this crap.
They're enacting terrorism upon you to get you to pay for their terrorism upon these poor people, many of whom are completely innocent around the world, and you want to know why people become terrorists? It's because their families are being burned and killed and destroyed. More coming up. Hour 2's on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.